Blog Talk Radio.
Kings ordained by God.
I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. Attack, attack, fight the demons back. It's Jesus over here, and we have no fear.
There's a war going on, it ain't my guns and bullets. Don't get shook now, cause it ain't work when you pull it. Spiritual warfare, it's good versus evil, we win. Jesus, he died for all God's people.
Yeah.
Charge, move forward, let's march. If you ain't on Christ's side, you better duck and dodge. We throwing spiritual grenades, you ain't got it made in the shade. You ain't got no hiding place, you can't get your base. You rejected his grace, now there is no safe place. So tell me where you gon' run.
We represent God's son.
I can't sell my soul, my heart made of gold. The whole armor of God makes me stand bold.
I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. Attack, attack, fight the demons back.
Is in heaven. Spin these words from your word like I'm a seasoned reverend. Father, have your way in me. I ain't gonna stop this rapping. So serious with it, no losing, and ain't no half-stepping. Now I'm ready for battle. I ain't scared of Satan. With this Jesus in me, Satan's the one that's shaking. So shame on Satan. We overcome evil with good. Praise and worshiping and bringing glory to God like we should. Yeah, we imperfect,
but that don't mean we unholy.
Many call, few went, but I know he chose me. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. In case you didn't hear the other song, the Spirit gives life.
I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. In my heart, and I know he with me. Attack, attack, fight the demons back. It's Jesus over here, and we have no fear.
We have the belt of truth, we won't be led astray. We just have to wear it around our waist until that day. The breastplate of righteousness, this protects your chest. He's looking out for us, you do your part, and do you do the rest. Lace up your shoes of peace, you got to fall for them on. We represent the King of Kings while he sits on the throne. Above all, you got to grab your shield of faith. It keeps our hearts trusting God. We know he's always on the case. Pick up your sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Should I come to you in peace, or should I not spare the rod? Put on your helmet of salvation. It protects your mind. The devil thinks he can't blind your mind. Christ is gonna shine.
I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. I got my war clothes on, the whole armor of God. Jesus in my heart, and I know he with me. Attack, attack, fight the demons back. It's Jesus over here, and we have no fear.
Sleepy Hollow. Yeah. Yeah.
It's on again, Rev, you've been summoned for the mission. It's the winter summer vision, let the thunder lightning hit them. Similar to Illmatic when they listen. Push the preservation of the soul, get it cold when you spit. This is for my brother Carl, knowing that the gift given never bar, never searching too far. And when the cops pull us over searching who we are, it's just another sale, blackmail, raise the bar. I'm on the course, way under par. I'm in my lane, but I tend to swerve and the call signal off. Rituals and wicked talk, the videos teach the kids to dance before they walk. The Similac be the Cadillac, chains in the brainwaves. Rich Toby housework, a new age day slaves. On the real, it ain't based on no color now or no shape, it's the national. Going down, going down, going down, going down, going down, going down,
yeah, it's going down. Listen.
Stop teaching them lies, the surprise is the heat in the cell, in hell for the lies that you speak. Some of y'all really confused. You ain't in the warfare for real, man, you keep Satan amused. Watch the signs integrated in the news. Then they segregate them, call me channels just so you can choose. You think you got a little freedom, huh? And I ain't hating, I'm just distributing literature. And you was waiting, thought the river get to slipping, bruh. And I'll be praying for you swimming up the river bluff. I'm a winner, ask Charlie Sheen. Your boy Revolution spit mean, petrified 16. Christ runs so deep with the potholes in my lord. I'ma take time with my lord while the others stand in line writing rhymes about their life a crime. But for real, they ain't Starbucks twisted lime like.
Yeah, going down, going down, going down forever. Yeah,
yeah. Similar to pieces of a man, when I pick the puzzle up and put it in my hand. It ain't a wheel of fortune seeing through the jeopardy. The price is right, Bob Barker on the industry. And it's a family feud with no love connection. No $1 million question, these are straight blessings. And I had to think, the weakest link, you will never tell me how to think. I never blink on the Lord, I will never sleep. And plus, Mr. Revolution always take it there. And I don't never want to be no Hollywood Square. I'm still at it, it's academic when I spit it. I'm in the kitchen, it's these lyrics I keep flipping. Learn the word and name that song. From the womb to the womb, I'ma do what I do. It's all love like tic-tac-toe. And you gon' need it with that wick-wack flow. Like you ain't no,
Yeah, what's that? Car, see you, baby. Love you, boy. What time, boss, Sleepy Hollow, Bird, Rap, Loose. You know I'm getting your family too. Nick.
Mike, check 1212. We in the building, what's cracking? And how are you? You are now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am, I'm your homie Oasis. Yeah, just a disciple of Jesus Christ these days. You know what I'm talking about? Today, we're going over, or we're getting into Romans chapter 5, still continuing our study in Romans. You know what I'm talking about? Do you have Christ yet? Hey, you. Do you have Christ yet? You mean to tell me you are following all these humans on all these apps and websites? And still not following Jesus, who is greater than all these others? Yeah, you following all these humans on all these apps, your phone full of apps, ain't it? Your computer, laptop full of apps, whatever you use, iPad, iPod, yeah. All your Apple devices full of apps and websites, and you following all these humans. And you're still not following Jesus, who is greater than all these others? That's a shame. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Romans 5 is where we are coming from today. So you can go ahead and turn there. Romans chapter 5, starting at verse 1. And I'm going to get into it after we pray. God is in charge in heaven and on earth in 2022. Hey, scratch the record on that one so they can hear real good and real clear. I repeat, God is in charge in heaven and on earth in 2022. Yeah, that means he still rules. He's still reigning in heaven and on earth. So, yeah, God is still in charge. Jesus is still the Lord in heaven and on earth in 2022. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Come, Lord Jesus. All right? Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for Romans and this wonderful study and this magnificent revelation and manifestation you're giving us in Romans. Father, continue to have your way as we continue to glorify you. Let us continue to submit to you and resist the devil and make him flee. Let us come to you, Jesus, denying ourselves, taking up our crosses every day, and following you, Jesus, every day. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father. Display your power through us as well as your love to us as we love each other. And we love you with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, and all of our strength. And you, help us and let us love our neighbor as ourselves. Because it's all about love. We can have faith, we can have hope, and we can have love. But the greatest of these three is love. God, you are love. Thank you for loving you, and thank you for letting us get to love you back. Have your way in the name of Jesus, I pray, and I thank you. Amen. Yeah, y'all. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in, however you tuned in. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Just a follower of Jesus Christ. You know what I'm talking about? Catch us live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Yeah, we record live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Listen anytime you want. Just Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We on Blog Talk. You know what I'm talking about? We'll show with it, man. And we do have a call-in number that works every time we are recording live. It only works when we are recording live. 563-999-3702 is the call-in number. 563-999-3702 is the call-in number. If that number doesn't work, I guess we can try the old number, the original number, which was 714-202-9959. 714-202-9959. I'm saying that because it's still on my switchboard. They got that same old number on my switchboard, so I don't know if both of the numbers working or if just one of them working or what have you, but I gave you both. And you can only call in live when we are recording. Okay? Appreciate everybody tuning in. Let's get into Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter number 5. And we start with verse 1. Now, so far we've been learning about just what the same, what the first sentence is about. You know what I'm saying? Living by faith, being justified by faith, apart from the deeds of the law. We realize that Jesus fulfilled the law for us. He became our righteousness, making us the righteousness of God as well when we believe in him. All right? So, yeah, let's get it. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. It says, therefore, being justified being made right with God, right? Therefore, being justified by faith, you made right with God by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You got to have faith All right? You're justified by faith. You get peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. No, that's the only way you're going to get peace with God. That's the only way you're going to get to know God as Father. Other than that, you're going to be just like the rest of the world and them demons that know God is God, and that's it. But when you go through Jesus Christ, you get peace with God, and not only do you know God as God, the Almighty, but you get the extra privilege and extra closeness, intimacy of knowing God as Father. All right? So, therefore, being justified by faith, not by religion, not by works, not by doing the law, justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, he's the one that makes sure we get peace with God. So we exalt Jesus, just like the Holy Spirit does through us. Verse 2, Romans chapter 5. Verse 2 says, by whom also we have access by faith. We have access by faith by Christ Jesus into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So by Jesus Christ, by our Lord Jesus Christ, we also have access by faith into this grace of God, meaning we're getting what we don't deserve. That's grace. We all deserve his wrath and death and be killed by God. But he would rather show us his love and let us experience his grace. However, if you reject his love, if you reject his grace, he's going to end up rejecting you. So you're really rejecting the life that he had for you. You really are rejecting the place that you had in the book of life, your name being written there. That's what you're really rejecting. You're rejecting heaven. You're rejecting the God of heaven. You're rejecting the Lord and Savior of the whole world. Right? But when you receive Jesus, you get peace with God. You're justified by faith. And then it says we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We rejoice in hope of the glory of God when us praising and worshiping God and him showing up and even displaying some of his glory in our lives. All right, verse 3 says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations. We glory in tribulations. We shine in tribulations. The right things are being done to us and by God, right? When we go through these various trials and tribulations of life. Yeah, we don't look troubled. We don't look at trouble the same as trouble. We look at trouble as an opportunity for God to work and elevate us. So verse 3, Romans chapter 5 says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations. We don't run from tribulations. We don't cuss God out in tribulations, right? We don't murmur and groan in our tribulations like our ancestors did, who did not make it into the promised land. But we learn to be disciplined and look at trials and tribulations like James says, count it all joy when you fall into different temptations or tests, knowing that the testing of your faith works patience. Verse 3, Romans chapter 5 says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works patience. Look at this, God working everything out for our good. So one of the things that he points out right here about tribulation, the first thing he point out right here is that it works patience in you and me. Yeah, tribulation, troubled time, hard times, okay, orchestrated by God, it works patience in us. Knowing that, you got to know, we glory in tribulations, and you got to know that tribulation works patience. It makes you stronger. It makes you better. It gives you patience. Verse 4 says, and patience experience. So once you get through the tribulation and getting that patience in you, then patience is going to bring experience. You're going to have some experience with God, and you're going to have a testimony with God and about God, right? And once you get that experience, experience works hope. See that? Tribulation, we glory in that because tribulation produces patience in us, it produces experience in us, and it produces hope in us. Verse 5 says, and hope makes not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. hope will not make you ashamed. I know the world say hope is a delusion. That's them. I'm talking about they're the ones with the backwards brain that can't please God and refuse to please God. So we thinking right. We got the upper hand. You see what I'm saying? We got the upper hand in life, our own life. You see what I'm saying? Once we take God at his word and start doing what he tells us to do, doing things his way, thinking. First of all, we got to believe, and then we got to start thinking his way. Get the mind of Christ. Verse 5, Romans chapter 5, verse 5 says, and hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Y'all see this, right? The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. The love of God spread out in our hearts real good by the Holy Ghost. Yeah, that's how the love of God, you can't display it just because you want to display it. The Holy Ghost. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. This is not religion over here. This is not Christianity over here. I don't even believe you can find Christianity not one time in the Bible. Now, you can find the word Christian twice in the Bible. Maybe, no, three times. Two times in Acts and one time with Peter said it. But the two times in Acts where it first came from, they say they were first called Christians, and then the other dude say, you almost made me want to be a Christian. So outsiders are the ones that call them Christians. Jesus never called you a Christian. Jesus never said, go make Christians. Jesus makes disciples, and then he tells us to go make disciples. It's 2.something billion Christians in the world, and most of them listen to the man-made government that's under Satan's influence, which is the Antichrist system. They listen to them in 2020 and close the doors of their churches. Yeah, most of them. They weak. They got scared. They don't know how to fight Satan. They don't know how to put on the whole armor of God and fight, but they too busy being Christians. This is the way we go to church. This is the way we've been doing it. And when the last time God showed his power through that, what y'all been doing? You need to drop that and get with this power of God. Because you will know Jesus' true disciples. You will know Jesus' disciples by the love that they show. And you will know God's power, and God is with those who believe in him by the power that he shows. Verse 6, Romans chapter 5 says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. When we was yet without strength, we was weak. We were ungodly. But in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Yeah, that don't mean you have to stay ungodly. Especially when Christ came and died for you. Okay? You receive Christ and then you become godly. Instead of being ungodly. Excuse me. Verse 7 says, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yeah. Would you die for one of your good partners, your good friends? Okay, because that's why I say scarcely. For a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. For a righteous man, it's scarcely that one would die for him. For a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us. Yeah, but God. His love greater than ours. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we yet had our back turned on God and was acting just like the world, acting wicked and doing the iniquities and transgressions and sinning, excuse me, to the full, that's when Christ came and died for us. Not only for us, but for you too. But God commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Verse 9 says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we're justified by the blood of Jesus, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Yeah, that's being saved from the wrath of God. That sounds better than just being saved, right? Saved from what? From the wrath of God. Saved from what? From being eternally separated from God. Saved from what? From the power and the penalties of our disobedience and sin. Saved from what? From hell and the lake of fire. So, God commends his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. We are going to be saved from the wrath of God through the blood of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that's good. Verse 10, Romans chapter 5 says, for if when we were enemies of God, now when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Yeah, he drew us close to him through his son. All you have to do is receive Jesus. That's your part. Receive Jesus. Believe. Okay? Verse 11 says, and not only so, but we also joy. Joy. J-O-Y, not G. And not only so, but we also joy. J-O-Y. In God. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. We joy in God. We celebrate in God. We delight in God. We're more than happy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. He redeemed us. He bought us back, purchased us back by the blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Because the devil had, he had the right to us because of Adam and Eve, you know, our own sin, because while we were yet sinners, so we can't even blame them. You know what I'm saying? But that's just where it started at. All right? It says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, though. God gave, given all of us a choice. Okay? So, verse 11 again, Romans chapter 5, says, and not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. So Jesus is the one that brings us close into God. He the one that gives us peace with God. Started off in verse 1, realizing that, justified by faith. Yeah. So it's all about Jesus and what he has done to get us back in right standard or into relationship, reconciling us to God so that we can get to know God as Father as well. Verse 12, Romans chapter 5 says, wherefore, as by one man now, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for they all have sinned. You see it? Yeah, we went. God made us to live forever. That's why they were living, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years. I mean, the oldest man, Methuselah, was like 969 or something like that. Yeah, he was in his 900s. What you know about that these days, human? Nothing. We can't even make it to 100 these days. It's rare. You know what I'm talking about? So Romans chapter 5, verse 12 again says, Wherefore as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for they all have sinned. Now you see, this is including all humans. Just a certain group of not. This is going for all humans. All right? Death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for they all have sinned. That's why we need Jesus, because death passed unto all of us. But Jesus is the one that swallowed death up. Jesus is greater than death. Jesus is the resurrection. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is greater than Satan. Jesus is greater than all of your problems, concerns, circumstances, or whatever else it is. Verse 13 says, for until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Sin is not counted when there is no law, right? For until the law, that's why they be trying to say ignorance is bliss, but the Bible says they still going to perish just without the law. They still going to perish, though. So if you die without receiving Jesus, it's not going to be good for you in eternity. It ain't good for you on the earth to be walking around here still with your back turned on Jesus. And I know, because I used to have my back turned on him, and it wasn't good for me. For until the law, sin was in the world. until the law came. Sin was in the world. But sin is not credited or counted when there is no law. Nevertheless, death. Mm-hmm. See, sin wasn't even counted, but death was here. Because we're talking about death, right? In verse 12. Yeah, death and sin is not the same. But the sting of sin is death. So, verse 14, Romans chapter 5 says, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses. Not sin, but death reigned. Death ruled from Adam to Moses. It don't rule no more, but it ruled from Adam until Moses got here. Even over them that had not sinned, wow, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. See, Adam was just the figure of him that was to come. Adam was just, hold on, I got to pause right quick and go somewhere. Yeah, Adam was just a shadow of what was to come. Now, I'm going to pause right there. Matter of fact, you can pause with me. Let's go to 1 Corinthians right quick, and then we'll come back to Romans chapter 5. 1 Corinthians, since we're talking about Adam and the one who was to come after Adam, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And let's see. Verse 20. Let's read verse 20. Down to verse 28. It's a reason we came here. Now watch this. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, before we go back to Romans. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 20 says, but now is Christ risen from the dead. Now, N-O-W. Spell it backwards. W-O-N. One. Yeah, Jesus won. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Christ is risen from the dead. Death could not stop Christ Jesus. Verse 21 says, for since by man, by Adam, came death, by man, Jesus, came also the resurrection of the dead. See this? By man came death. Adam, because of him, death passed unto all of us. We just read that in Romans chapter 5. Now we over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21. We go back to Romans chapter 5 in a few. Verse 21, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. And Jesus is greater than Adam. The resurrection is greater than death that Adam caused to come upon all of us. Verse 22, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22 says, for as in Adam all die. Yeah, not no A-T-O-M, A-D-A-M, Adam. For as in Adam, Adam, yeah, we're damned. I'm just looking at his name. Yeah, all die in Adam. If you're going to continue to operate like Adam did or continue to operate with your five senses and what you know, your logic and all that stuff, you're going to die. And you're already dead right now. For as in Adam, all die. You're just going to operate in your flesh, you die. Even so, in Christ shall all be made alive, though. Even so, in Christ shall all be made alive. All going to be made alive in Christ. All you got to do is come to Jesus. Verse 23 says, but every man, every human, in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming. Then comes the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, delivered up the kingdom to God. Then comes the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule, all authority and power. What? He going to put down all, A-L-L, all the rule. Everybody who ruling something, everybody who in authority, and everybody who got this power and stuff, he going to put down all rule and all power and all authority. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. He going to reign at the right hand of God until God puts all enemies under his feet. Verse 26 says, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. See why you don't have to be afraid of death? Because Jesus gonna be the one, or God gonna be the one to destroy death. Jesus already conquered it for us. Yeah. God is gonna be the one to destroy death. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. We ain't talking about sin right now, we talking about death. Sin's partner up in here. Verse 27 says, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is expected, which did put all things under him. Let me read that verse again so you won't be confused with all these he's. Watch this. For he has put all things under his feet. God has put all things under his feet. But when Jesus says all things are put under him, it is manifest that God is expected. It's accepted. I'm sorry. God is accepted, which did put all things under Jesus. So that's God and Jesus with the he and him up in there. Okay? Verse 28 says, and when all things shall be subdued unto him, when all things shall be in submission unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him. When all things shall be subject unto God the Almighty, because he is going to put down the rule. Yeah, put down all rule, all rulers, all authority, and all power. He's going to put that down. And verse 28 says, and when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son, Jesus, also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Then we could walk around here saying, all God. It's all God. Because God's going to be all in all. And I got a couple of more verses, and then we're going to go back to Romans chapter 5. We're still in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Go to verse 45. Verse 45 says, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. See, the last Adam and the first Adam can't compare. The first Adam was just a living soul made out of dust or out of the dirt. The last Adam was made a life-giving or quickening spirit. It gives you life. Talking about Jesus. Howbeit, verse 46, howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. Natural came first. And afterward, that which is spiritual. Got to be born again of God. Receive Jesus today, all you people. All ye people. All right, the first man is of the earth, earthy, made out of dirt, out of dust, right? The second man is the Lord from heaven. That's Jesus. Now go back to Romans chapter 5 and pick up where we left off. Let's go back to verse 14. It says, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. And that's when we went to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse 20 right there. All right, Romans chapter 5, verse 15 says, but not as the offense, or not as the offense, so also is the free gift. Not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God. The grace of God is much more greater than the offense of man. You have to know that God's grace is greater than your sin, whatever it is, however many they are. God's grace is much more greater than our offenses. Romans chapter 5, verse 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. See, people want to believe the first half of the Bible, or they want to believe Adam and Eve. And some people even question that. But then when you get to Jesus, they want to dismiss everything. People want to pick up the Bible and take bits and pieces of it, or take one half of it and then dismiss the other half. But no, it's time out for that. We don't take no other book and chop it up and take this from it and leave that out, or believe half of it and then don't believe the other half. We take all the other books and we take the whole book for what it is. So don't try that with this Bible. This is the Word of God. This is the main thing. We should be listening to everything that's in it and dismissing none of it. We in Romans chapter number 5.
Verse 16 says, and not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one, the condemnation. Adam made us all get be under condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. But Jesus came through. Even though we got so many offenses against God, he justifies us. Because why? We got faith in him. Go back to verse 1. Justified by faith. We got peace with God. All through Jesus. All these offenses that we did, Jesus still justifies us. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. You got to come to Jesus, though. What that was? Peter asked Jesus, how many times should I forgive my brethren? Up to 7 times? And then Jesus said, forgive them up to 70 times 7. Because he said, if they offend you and they violate or what have you, and then they come back and ask for forgiveness, forgive them. See, a lot of people violating and doing whatever to you, and they ain't coming back asking for forgiveness. I ain't holding no grudge. You know what I'm talking about? Don't hold no grudges against nobody. You know what I mean? However, you're ready to forgive, because Jesus said if they come back and ask for forgiveness, then you forgive them up to 490 times in one day. And if we are to forgive each other, if we come back and ask for forgiveness and repent, and we are to forgive each other almost 500 times a day, how much more do you think God be forgiving us if we humans and we imperfect and supposed to forgive each other 490 times a day if you come back and ask for forgiveness? However, don't hold no grudge even if they don't come back and say, I'm sorry. Don't hold no grudge. Put it in God's hands and continue to do what God's telling you to do. All right? Romans chapter 5, we almost finished with it. Verse 17 says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. We're going to reign in life right now and in eternity by Christ Jesus. Yeah, by one man's offense offended God, death reigned by one to everybody, right? In verse 13 and verse 14, all of us. And verse 12. Romans chapter 5, verse 17 says, much more they which receive abundance of grace. We receive Jesus, and that brings us the abundance of grace of God. That brings us an abundance of grace of God to us, and of the gift of righteousness. We shall reign in life by one, not many, but by one, Jesus Christ, over everything. Jesus Christ, over everybody. Jesus Christ, over death, over the devil, over sin, over offenses, transgressions, right? Jesus Christ. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. Verse 18 says, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men. Because one offended, and that one was, God tested it out for all the humans. He know what he was doing. Let me see if these humans going to obey. You know what I'm talking about? But he still worked that salvation plan he had before, in case humans disobeyed. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, God is proactive. He take care of before. He's not like the police. The police show up and everything, and judges and all that, they come after the crime. Talking about crime prevention. Yeah, right. Only Jesus can do that. And if we, until we invite him back in into our world and start doing things his way, the world is going to get worse and worse. And in a minute, it's going to turn into hell. Matter of fact, it's already turning into hell, because Psalms chapter 9, verse 17 says that the wicked shall be turned into hell in all nations that forget God. You cannot solve your problems by yourself, humans. We need the problem solver, the one who is sovereign, who's always in existence, who's been here before we were even here, who's been here before the first man was created, Adam. Mm-hmm. Before this world system, this modern world we live in now, was created, God has always been I am. Yeah, I am in existence. Yeah, in every season that we go through in life, whether we're up or down, rejoicing or hurting, he's still I am. Hallelujah. The one that was here before any and everything was. The one that was in your life before you was in your life. You think I'm crazy? Read Psalms 139 for yourself. He made the days for you before you was even here. He wrote your members down of your body, every part, inside and out. He wrote them down before you was even formed. Psalms 139, back that up. Romans chapter 5, verse 18 says, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men. Upon who? All humans. To condemnation. That's what we deserve. We don't deserve God's love. We don't deserve God's grace. But since he wants to give it, all we have to do is turn around and receive it. If you don't receive his love, if you don't receive his truth, his way, his life, you're going to get condemned or destroyed. Yeah, you're going to end up in a lake of fire forever and ever and ever. So, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one. One offended God. One was righteous unto God. Adam offended God, fell. Our flesh, we're going to always fall short. Jesus, the Spirit, came by righteousness. And when we operate in the Spirit, we're going to always please God. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift. You don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. And we ain't got to pay for it. It's a free gift that he given us. The free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Yeah, the free gift. Whosoever will, if you're willing to come to Jesus and receive this free gift. Verse 19 says, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. I like that. Ooh, excuse me. Hallelujah. Yeah, and I'm talking about the grace of God is better than the offense or the offense of me. Verse 19, Romans chapter 5, wrapping it up. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Verse 20 says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. The law entered. Yeah, he's teaching you about the law. He's teaching us about the law right here. The law entered that the offense might abide. You know you're offensive. Like when you read this law, you'll know you are in offensive to God. You're being offensive. You're an offense to God. When you read the law, it shows you that. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. So you'll know you need God. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Where sin abounded or grows or thrives, then grace grows and thrives much more than sin. I'm going to read it again. Don't worry. Don't you worry about a thing. Yeah, abound. Flourish. And they exist in large amounts. That's what abound means. So, verse 20, Romans chapter 5. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, that the offense might become greater. Yeah, sin took advantage of us through the law and kept messing us up. That's why it's something that the law couldn't do, that God had to do through Jesus, which is condemn sin and make us righteous. The law can't do that, but Jesus can condemn sin and make us righteous, and he does that. All right, so moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, where sin flourished and got bigger, right, in large amounts, grace did much more abound. Grace got much more bigger than sin, and you got to know that. You can't out-sin God's grace. All you have to do is receive his grace. And it'll help stop you from sinning. Yeah.
All right.
Verse 21 says, that as sin has reigned unto death, that as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness.
sin, the opposite of grace. Grace, the opposite of sin. Grace is greater than sin. Grace, God's grace, will swallow up all of our sins. Verse 21, Romans chapter 5, that as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness. So it ain't only sin reigning and ruling on earth. Grace is reigning and ruling on earth and in heaven. Even so might grace reign through righteousness. Grace reigns through us doing the right thing with God. Righteousness. Grace reigns through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Yeah, eternal life. Living forever with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, with all the saints. Now that's what I'm talking about. When hip-hop meets the Christ, you finish Romans chapter 5. Still on fire. You know what I'm talking about? All right. We will continue to move on as we do Romans chapter 6. I believe we're going to do that tomorrow? And if not, we'll just get it when we get it. You know what I'm talking about? But we are on this Romans. You know what I'm saying? For sure with it. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I am Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua, just a follower of Jesus the Christ. Do you have Christ? Yeah. I'm saying you following all these humans on all these apps and social media, and you still ain't following Jesus, who is greater than all of these other things and people? Well, hip-hop meets Christ. Get this Jesus.
Sleepy Hollow, Game Breaker, Fifth Seal. Let's go. One. Kid a demon like, oh yes, yes, walking with the Lord, I ain't lost my test yet. And in the earth crack plate left, and in the short breath, in the wars to the cadence, and in the symphony, I'm talking to the Christ with the dead to me. No parts, no sinners, and not a friend of the world, no sympathy. Living in the apocalypse until they get rid of me. Look at these souls out here looking lost. Tell them about the Lord, see I'm dying for the cause. You recognize the power when they took him off the cross. Taking back the scripture, medicine elixir, prayer the prescription, edify the mixture. The Pope is a liar, baptize the aliens. What kind of lies you selling? The kingdom of Satan is desolate, back in the fire. You burn for eternity, surely it's vicious. Stay away from the warlocks and witches. I covered it, I can kick it. Ain't none of us tripping, I swear that I'm Christian. Look at the mission, listen to rhythm. I think I go get them. Ain't no religion, ain't no more Catholic. Ain't no more Mormon or Rasta. Ain't no false doctrine, no room for imposter.
No question,
no question,
no question,
no question.
Don't doubt that.
The Lamb, never, Hannibal left up, petition rejected, check it, Jesus Christ is the message, and Lucifer felt so pathetic, they probably label Rev heretic, put the truth in my music, they hate it, Christ elevated, they judge like I made it, they Judas, I will not debate it. Even the Lord and through him we conquer. But it just seemed like some looking for concerts. While the lost soul out here fighting the monster. Whole house broke, folks strung on coke.
Come on,
call on Christ to exhaust the option. This, that hope spent seasons watching. Let's take heed, man, be the gospel. And we fall from perfect, but the trial is worth it. Please understand that the new world order is the new world slaughter. Blood of Christ on your son and your daughter. Running for the rock, but the rock gon' cry. When you gon' stop hitting folks with the lies? Suicide, homicide, when they listen to the man telling lies. Telling they books, fake motivation. Running with the Satan, still pray for him and awaken.
No question who I'm working for.
No question.
It ain't no question, ain't no question who I'm
no question
for.
Standing firm, written in stone, blessed by the hand of Jesus Christ,
for.
Covered under the blood.
No question, ain't
yeah.
No question who I'm working for.
Yeah. It's a real highlight when you had Christ. Highlight real, still in the field. No slave with a big hat or the chain. All we do is pray God like every day. Yeshua in the name is a good flame. Inhale Lucifer in the bad one. Lightning and he fails, it's a sad one. Send it one way to get no rest for the wicked. And who the best I can care less? Man, midfield
this and know the Lord reign. Hey, and let us pray about a many things. Say to the Lord what you need to say. Yeah, and your cuffs running from a man. What? No prima dance in the FEMA came. We getting out of here, raptured in the promised land. Hey, from the Father by Christ's hand. Plan, hey, and what it be? I know you feel me. And come and see what the Lord did with the kid. And come to know what the Lord do with you. Oh, I'm on the move like 1-2. In the Lord's army, and they can't harm me. Enemy problem, this is real gospel. And it don't cost you. Just put all your trust in the Lord like
us.
Repentance is the way. Opposite that, death, hell, and destruction. These are last days of times. Mr. Revolution signing out. Gang Breaker, Fifth Seal, Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Abba Father.
That's right.
Slaughter. Jesus came for you, you, your sons, and your daughters. Put faith in him, then you walk on water. Live above it all, yeah, we standing tall. Not mountain, it's my place in heaven. Trying to ball, like the earth is all we got. We serve a great God. Feeding on your heart with lyrics and your head don't nod. True, hate kills Jesus, but love brings him up. Always worried about what man is doing in God, I trust.
Oh, I forgot
you shook, shocked, and you're scared of the government. I put my faith in Jesus,
the God
is above me.
Yes,
he is Lord.
Ordained by God, and we off in here ready for the battle, strapped with faith so we slaughter fear. Who really want it with the kingdom? Cause here we come, annihilating the oppression of the righteous one. They feed us false information, that's miseducation. I'm Genesis, I'm here to resurrect this generation. Wake up, let's go, this location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know. Let's go, wake up, let's go. This location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know.
Now you know.
Yeah, we taking back everything they ever stole. No surrender, victory is our goal.
Yeah.
Yes,
he is Lord.
Those who don't believe the truth of God Jesus, they don't receive. They set themselves up for the mark the chip system. Didn't want Emmanuel, no, God is not with them. Chasing money, chase God, we sound funny. Replace a dollar with the chip, gon' leave you stuck like dummies. You can't eat by a sale, can't even clock in. Satan didn't want you, know only with Jesus we win. People worship him, we tricked him with the signs of the beast. We offer the gospel to them, but they ain't want their faith in Christ. Not falling for Satan by taking the mark of the beast. I'm going to heaven with my mama, she already at peace.
Yes.
Yeah.
this is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We going all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.